This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across the country, as well as around the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, why you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping the country moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us in the chat room and get involved in there and chat with us back and forth. Three words, the Captain's Group on Facebook. Just Google it, or Google it, listen to me. Go to Facebook, type in the Captain's Group, and you should come to it. And then once you ask to get in there, Kyle or I will let you in, and away you go. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, also on Parler, the Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number one, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we start the program out tonight, Kyle, with a story that broke about maybe an hour ago on Newsmax. There's a group called the Amistad Project, and it's spelled A-M-I-S-T-A-D. And they have reported that the FBI is collecting data on voter fraud. And what the Amistad Project found out that has been reported to the FBI is apparently hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots were requested by people that didn't request them, and then their votes were cast, and when they went to the polling places in the states of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, their votes had already been cast, so apparently they had to file what's called a provisional ballot, and now they're trying to sort this out. Now, that's all I got. I got no more. That's neither, you know, a totally, oh, boy, look at this. There's a smoking gun. None of that. But we're just reporting a news story that just came out.
Well, that's right, Captain. It does seem to jive with what Rudy Giuliani was talking about just a few days ago in their press conference, in their initial press conference, where he told a very similar story, that this was happening, that from what they had heard from a lot of people. Now, what the Amistad Project is now saying, and this is on a grand scale, according to them, the idea of hundreds of thousands of people that had not requested an absentee ballot. So, obviously, it should be fairly, I know it's logistically an undertaking, but it should be something that could be checked. Where's the request? Where's the signature? Where's the ballot? Where's the other signature? That kind of thing, so that they can check it. But of course, what has to happen is you have to be able to take this kind of evidence, and if the FBI has it, if they try to bind it over for to a judge of some sort, hopefully it would get the ball rolling. But it all has to happen through a particular process.
It has to go to a judge who has to agree to hear the case, who then has to make a favorable decision. And there's no guarantee that's going to happen based on what we've seen so far.
Well, exactly right. But it is quite interesting, though, Captain, as we see some of these different hearings. And in fact, Arizona yesterday had a hearing, the Arizona State Legislature
yes.
Committee, where Giuliani was there. There was a lot of information given, and I think they're going to they're calling to introduce a resolution to stop the moving forward of the electoral votes to the Electoral College. But again, that's a resolution that evidently is being called for. It hasn't been voted on yet, obviously, by the state legislature. However, what was being talked about was very powerful and in many ways very compelling. So this is another track of this whole election issue, because the state legislatures, the state houses themselves, can be, under the Constitution, take back this process if they find massive voter fraud.
Well, the president did suffer a setback yesterday in Arizona as the governor there certified the election for Joe Biden, winner by some 12,000 votes or thereabouts. But the fact of the matter is, they have to go through the state legislature to decertify that, as you said. And Wisconsin also certified their election results for Joe Biden as the winner, again, winner by some 12 or 15,000 votes. But again, this has to go through the legislature there as well. And the Georgia Senate runoff elections are now sparking investigations into alleged attempts to register illegal voters, as they suddenly are finding out they have many, many, many voters showing up that don't live in Georgia that have temporary addresses that are now signed up to vote.
Well, exactly right. One of the things that was said at the Arizona hearing and that I thought was very interesting was, in some ways, some of the fraud does not necessarily violate the letter of a statute, for example. Now, that's not necessarily the case here, but what it goes to show is that when there's an intent to defraud the public, and that is what voter fraud is, there's an intent to defraud the public, that is also something that can be taken care of through the legal process. So it doesn't have to be a particular violation of the letter of some statute. But certainly people coming into a state where they don't live for the express purpose of registering to vote in order to swing an election is certainly a violation of the intent of the basic voter laws.
Right, and hold that thought. And folks, when I come back, I've got a statement here that I'm going to read by President Donald Trump's campaign counselor, Ray Smith, the lawyer who is urging an audit in Georgia, requesting the Secretary of State to do that. The governor could actually order it. But why is the governor not saying anything? Again, somebody's got something on the governor. I don't know what it is, but I just have that feeling. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This first segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now remember, I take Relief Factor, and I've been taking it religiously now for a little bit more than 5 years. Now, Relief Factor works for me, and I'm one of their preferred customers. I take it because of the ingredients that are in there, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and what it does for me. Now, I have swelling in my left ankle and my left foot that just happens for some reason. The more I'm on it, and again, it's part of an injury I had at the World Trade Center, the more I'm on it, the more it swells. And this product goes right straight to the inflammation and releases that problem. It makes it better. It also lowers and eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. And it works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, and it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins in your body so you can heal. Now, the three-week quick start costs $19.95. That's all to get it going, $19.95. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain, or guess what? You can go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and click on the link that's right there on the home page. Either way, you're going to get there, and you're going to be able to see what the product's all about. And simply put, it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to read this statement from President Trump's campaign counselor, Ray S. Smith. He sent 5 letters to the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. Not one has been answered. He's urged an audit before it's too late. He says it's not possible for you to accurately certify the results in a presidential race until and unless there's a thorough audit of the signatures, which we've now requested four times in writing prior to this request. So, why do you suppose the Secretary of State in Georgia is ignoring President Trump's request?
Well, that's a really good question, Captain. It's not just one request, like you're saying.
Five.
This is the fifth one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an unreasonable request. And one would think, Captain, whether Republican or Democrat, whether the Trump campaign or the Biden campaign, what have you, if there is this much of a cloud over the election, especially the Biden campaign, and especially the Democrats would want that cleared up, because they've got to understand they're looking at going down this road where a lot of people in this country, no matter what, are going to view the election as suspect. And it's in everybody's best interest to have these kinds of audits done so that we can put to rest, if need be, the any other kinds of questions. Otherwise, all the calls of unity and all that stuff aren't going to work, you know. It's going to be a very, very difficult time. Yeah.
Now, Barack Obama, who's not really a friend of the people, came out and made another just scathing comment yesterday. He ripped Americans for clinging to their cheap gas and big cars, because he's all about green energy, as you well know, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about the big SUVs that he travels around in? How about that?
Well, but, you know, you got to understand, I mean, this is what he's talking about is really kind of just for show. I mean, you know, in the sense that, you know, he feels as though maybe he thinks he's saying something super important or something or really, really deep, but it's just really more campaigning. And I got to tell you this, Captain, I just don't understand why the Democrats feel this need to continue to essentially campaign against Donald Trump and the fact that a lot of people support Donald Trump. Why, if they won the election, just move on. I mean, there's even a story, by the way, Captain, about Joe Biden and his broken foot, which, of course, we hope that he gets better soon, obviously. But there was this story about how, you know, this is the Biden camp is being so transparent about this. And, you know, it's kind of in the context, not like the Trump administration kind of thing. It's like if everything's going to always be compared to Donald Trump, they just can't let go of Donald Trump. So it's like Biden is just some kind of a revenge president for them or something. I don't know, but it's got to stop if they ever want to really move forward.
Yeah, and CNN has been goody-two-shoesing the Biden foot injury, by the way. They're just fawning over the transparency he has this boot, and he's going to take it easy, and he's not going to be out very much, and this, that, and the other. Well, he hasn't been out very much to begin with.
No, he hadn't been out at all. And when he was out, it was highly controlled, and it was something where, of course, you know, I think that they were very, very concerned that he would either say something or that something else would be evidence that all's not right with Joe Biden. And, you know, and I think the American people understand that. And, of course, obviously we hope that he's not injured and that he's going to be okay. But right, it's like he will be able to do no wrong. And the reporters, you know, just maybe they feel like, okay, well, our job's super easy now. Who knows?
Now, Dick Morris has come out and said something, and he doesn't say a lot of things that make a lot of sense, but this time he did. He said the remedy for President Trump is going to have to come from the state legislatures, and that's true in the cases of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. It will come from the state legislatures if they can get in there and have them put out some emergency legislation not to certify the election until the investigations are complete.
Well, right. And I will say this, because we don't know what's going to happen. The evidence has to be looked at. It has to be provable, all those things.
Yep.
So, but what I will say is this, is that we do live in a country under the rule of law, and the Constitution does provide for these kinds of eventualities, or
yep,
these kinds of problems, I should say. And that's a good thing, because if we can fall back on the rule of law instead of falling back on mob rule or just more people made more noise or more people threatened to riot or this kind of stuff, that's not the rule of law. What the rule of law is, here's the procedure, here's like getting to the Supreme Court. When you get to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court makes a decision, that's the decision. And there's no more decisions after that.
Now, the Dominion CEO was trying yesterday to defuse the Trump team's claims of fraud and foreign influence, and that was going along, I'd say, probably fairly normal. In other words, it was being taken 50-50 around the country until what happened in Fulton County, Georgia, when the Dominion machines went down again. The system collapsed, and a judge intervened and said, do not reset these machines.
Well, exactly right. This is one of those things. It's like, at some point, how can you really get to forensically examine whatever's happening with
these? Well, see, that's the next thing. They do need to be forensically examined.
Yeah, and if they are reset or if their memory's wiped or that kind of thing, I mean, it's the same. I mean, if you were watching this in a movie, you'd go, well, sure, yeah, you wipe all the machines so that nobody can ever know, or you shred all the ballots. Or
and I never heard another word after the judge did that, so we don't know what they did in Fulton County, Georgia.
That's right, yeah, we don't know yet.
But if you don't do what a judge orders you to do, you could wind up in jail.
That's contempt of court, exactly. That's exactly right. But again, what's very interesting in all this, Captain, some people seem to believe that they are doing what they want to do, because they think that the goal, that is get rid of Trump, you know, that kind of thing, is so much higher than actually following, you know, what they're really supposed to be doing. And that's a very, very dangerous road that we seem to be going down, or some people seem to be.
Now, there is a report coming out of Georgia, and again, this is from Newsmax, that states that liberal voter registration groups ahead of the critical Senate races are being investigated for their registration of all these people that are there, as well as it should be, because Stacey Abrams is involved with that effort.
Well, right, and again, the integrity and perception of the integrity of our elections is paramount. We've had so many things go wrong, and especially in the 2020 election, in terms of the things we've heard, seen, we suspect, this kind of thing. But to not have transparency and to not have the ability to say, see, nothing to hide here, it's all on the up and up, that's paramount here.
And Georgia was ordered yesterday to file a brief in the Sidney Powell election lawsuit. That's big.
Well, that is really big, because that means now it's becoming, I don't want to say legitimate, but what I'm saying is that it's becoming something that they have to answer, and there would be a back and forth now.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And we got lots more to talk about. And by the way, ICE was dealt a blow yesterday. We'll tell you what happened there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Drug maker Moderna filed paperwork with the Food and Drug Administration Monday requesting an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. It also presented more data from its phase 3 trials that showed the shot was 94% effective against the virus and 100% effective against severe cases of COVID-19. Dr. Mansif Salawi says the new data is great news. The head of Operation Warp Speed tells Fox News that millions of doses of vaccine should be ready to ship as soon as their use is approved.
We're also producing a few millions of doses of vaccine in preparation for approval. Both vaccines have now been submitted to the FDA for emergency use authorization, expected around the 11th or so of December for Pfizer and around the 18th or 19th for the Moderna vaccine, and hopefully we'll start rolling vaccine doses.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much. That's the Sage of L.A., Larry Elder. And you hear him on many of these same stations around the country. This part of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO spelled G-E-I-C-O. And if you want to see if they'll save you money like they have me for the past 15 years, go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code when it's prompted, and they'll ask you what type of vehicle you're driving, car or truck, and they'll ask you a few more questions and give you a quote. It's that simple. Now, if you got a motorcycle, they can cover that too, an ATV, boat, RV, whatever, that you're riding around in, even a little motor scooter. But here's where you really save the money. If you're a homeowner and you have a homeowner's policy, or you're a renter and you have a renter's policy, you bundle the car or truck or whatever together with the vehicle, with the home, and that gives you a much lower rate, and you can save yourself a bunch of money. So go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and find out what I found out some 15 years ago, and that is they can save you money. And every year I do a little comparison check to make sure that I'm still saving the kind of money that I should be, and I am, so I'm still there, still happy as a lark. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yesterday, ICE was dealt a blow with a judge's ruling that said the detained immigrants must now see a judge within 10 days from being taken into custody.
Right, exactly. And I think this is goes to some of the things the Trump administration was trying to do to keep illegal immigrants on the other side of the border while
sure.
They waited for such a thing. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know where that's going to go just yet, but that's where they're at the moment. So ICE has been told that they got to get these people in front of an immigration judge. Now, the FCC chief, whose name, let's see here, what is his name? Ajit Pai, I believe, is that the way you say that? He plans to step down January 20th. He's not going to stick around for the next president, although he could if he wanted to. But he's going to step down. So that leads me to my next thought here about net neutrality. Is that coming back again?
Well, yeah, he was the one who stopped it, as I recall.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, well, I mean, it's possible. It's possible, especially under a Biden administration.
Because that's the equal time provision and all that stuff.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Where if you're talking about one thing, then you got to offer people on the other side the same amount of time, whatever, back and forth, unless you're, you know, advertising something. I suppose that's the only difference. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I think there's something to do, I think, also with how the data flows through the networks, whether you're a smaller network or provider versus a big provider, I think, as well.
Yeah. Now, the conservative justices on the Supreme Court appear a little bit reluctant to immediately block President Trump's immigration census plan. You were aware of the fact they were talking about that, right?
Right, right.
So we don't know what's going to happen there, but there may be some good news in store.
It very, very could be. You know, we may see again with the big conservative, balance there on the court. We might see something like that. You're right.
All right, and you still there?
Oh, I'm still here. Yes.
Okay, I just heard a click or something. Okay. But anyway, Supreme Court heard the Trump bid to bar illegals from the census altogether. Now, that to me is a no-brainer when we hear about what they're talking about there. Why do you want to count illegals?
Well, exactly. Well, where the rub is on that is that, as I understand in the Constitution, it talks about enumerating the persons within the borders of the state or this kind of thing, or within the country or as a whole. And it doesn't specify citizens. So I think that's where the court will have a trouble with that. So again, if the Constitution doesn't specifically allow for it, they're going to have to try to find something to hang their hat on, and I'm not sure that they'll be able to do that very easily, basically. So it may still simply say how many people are living within those, within the confines of that state or within the country, and that will be used to apportion the congressional seats, basically. But I agree. I think that there's a lot going on with that, but whether or not they, like as I said, they can find something to hang their hat on for that, we'll have to wait and see.
Now, who is Neera Tanden?
Isn't she? She's the person that Biden's wanting to appoint to OMB, I believe. Yeah, Office of Management and Budget. Yeah,
she's a feisty. What's the word I want here? Disrespectful. Doesn't care for conservatives. Narcissist. Narky, snarky little female. I mean, I could never stand her when I watched her on television. Never. And she has been put out, I think it's a sacrificial lamb, because John Cornyn said there's no way in hell she's going to get approved.
Well, exactly. And maybe not even in a Democrat Senate. Maybe. It just depends. Of course, this whole thing, she's also, there's a controversy about her evidently pushing or shoving a journalist at one point, from what we hear.
And by the way, when you talk about a Democratic-controlled Senate, I really don't think there's going to be a Democratic-controlled Senate. And somebody yesterday said, "Oh, well, they're trying to get the astronaut in Arizona. They're trying to get him in." Mark, what's his name? Mark something. I forgot his last name.
Right.
They're trying to get him in. They're trying to get him installed and right away, get him seated before the end of the year, and get Martha McSally out of there. Well, Martha McSally is the senator in Arizona until the 3rd of January when they come back to take their oath of office.
Right. Well, exactly. Why wouldn't it just play out the way it's supposed to play out?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and I think it's Mark Kelly. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's true. But here's the thing, okay? you have to understand that Kelly is not going to get installed sooner than he's supposed to be.
Right. Right. That's the rules. It's like somebody going, well, let's just inaugurate Joe Biden tomorrow. You know, it just doesn't work out.
Well, believe me, they would if they could.
Well, sure they would. Well, sure they would. But again, see, that's the thing. That's what we get from the left. It's like, well, we're just going to do this because we want to. And that's not how we have, any kind of order in our society. We have one president at a time, for example, not two presidents, not presidents who are talking to these, well, I'm going to get a mask mandate, so I'm calling all the mayors tomorrow, you know, that kind of stuff.
Now, Moderna has submitted their virus vaccine for emergency approval, which they're probably going to get in the next day or two or three, and then we'll have a second one out there being released to the public.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so I think these approvals will go very quickly, because it's a very, very fast process. But if the data is solid and the approvals go through, then people should start benefiting from it.
And by the way, Dr. Atlas is no longer on the task force. He resigned.
That's right. And he has been pretty outspoken about things even while he was, serving in, you know, the administration as an advisor.
Herd immunity.
That's right. And so now we're finding out, of course, that a lot of what he was talking about was literally right on the nose, and that a lot of the data seemed to be bearing out what he talked about.
They think the reason he resigned is because he got in a big brouhaha about sending the kids back to school.
Right.
Which Fauci, by the way, to begin with, way back in March, said, well, we need to keep the kids in school.
Right, but then all that kind of got shifted around again, and now we're back to, well, it's okay, maybe they have the kids in school. And de Blasio ran into a buzzsaw with all that in New York as well. And, you know, when we look at what's happening to the kids in our country, Captain, they're not designed to just have, you know, Zoom, as wonderful as Zoom is, they're not designed to go to Zoom school all the time, or to what some of the young people go to college.
They're not learning anything.
Well, of course, that's exactly right. And college age kids, they don't want to go to what they call euphemistically Zoom University. They want to go to the real thing. It's just the way that we're programmed and designed, basically, in order to congregate together. Now, obviously, we have to be careful because COVID is a real thing, et cetera, but hopefully with the right kinds of precautions, kids and young people can still get a good education and still have contact with one another for that social, very important social contact, and be able to learn and progress. Otherwise, they start to see that there's just a long tunnel to nowhere, and that's so unfair to our kids.
By the way, what do you think about Joe Biden's all-female staff calling it the first all-female staff ever when we've already got one with Donald Trump?
Right. I know. Well, but again, It's one of those things that, you know, that's, you know, if everybody's super qualified, that's great, but don't just use it as some kind of an identity politics thing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yeah, we got winter weather out there up north and cold weather in the south. We'll tell you all about it.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Truckers Highway and Byway segment where we tell you about the weather across the country for everybody that's out there traveling. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be cold all the way across the South, from Texas all the way into Florida. And, yeah, I got my winter coat sitting right over the back of my chair right now because it's definitely going to be chilly when I walk out in the morning. And north of me, it's going to be a hard freeze warning all the way up into Georgia and all the way across over into Texas. Matter of fact, all the way to Laredo. Go, boy, oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you what. Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Stop on in there, find out why they're the number one truck stop in the country. And here we go. We are gonna rock. Marty, that's AC/DC from a few years ago, Flick of the Switch, and that's when kind of when they were working their way up the ladder before we all knew what they were capable of doing. And, Kyle, I don't know about you, but I had to stand up and hop on my one good leg.
Well, exactly. Well, you can't help but move when you hear...
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you. I used to get that, you know, once it'd drive my wife nuts when she was alive and travel with me on the road. I'd turn that stuff at night, and I'd try not to turn it up too loud, but I'd turn up enough to where I could get the bass effect and all that stuff, and she'd either come up in the front of the motorhome, or she'd come out of the sleeper cab, and she'd go, do you really have to play that loud? And I said, well, I'm sorry. Well, put your headphones on. Yeah, or something like that. And so, you know, whatever. But she liked the music because she'd come up there and she'd be dancing around, too, especially in the motorhome because we had a lot more room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go.
Cool, yeah.
All righty, well, here we go. We're going to take a look at the weather map, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read the statement, and I'm going to hand it to Kyle because we got a mess. We got a powerful storm over the northeastern U.S. right now that is moving from the Great Lakes on down all the way into Tennessee to the east, and it's a powerful low-pressure system that will linger across the northeastern U.S. on Tuesday into Wednesday. Gusty winds will be common from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley into the eastern seaboard, while heavy snow will impact areas of northeast Ohio, especially along Lake Erie, western Pennsylvania, and southwestern New York. Now, meanwhile, elevated fire weather threats are expected in Southern California from gusty offshore winds and dry conditions, but there is snow up in the north, out west. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. In California, Southern California, we're going to have that dry weather. That's going to be coming in pretty much, I think, by about Wednesday or so. We're gearing up for that, maybe another Santa Ana condition. But all that's related to what's happening way up in the north of the country through Montana, as we have a system that's going to be coming through. It's going to be making some snow, of course, in Montana. For example, in Great Falls, they've got snow going on there, I think, right now, according to the reports. But that's going to sort of spiral on down through Idaho and Utah and Nevada, and then sort of come out down through Southern California and provide that dry, windy conditions that we're going to have here in the next couple of days. But as I said, snowing right now in Great Falls is 38 degrees there. It's 24 degrees right now in Butte, Montana. There is a winter weather advisory in northern Montana covering Helena, also Missoula, and on into northern Idaho as well, and even down into central Idaho. So you got to be careful there. In Washington State, and then down into Oregon, primarily down into Oregon, on the west coast there, air stagnation continues through Portland, Salem, Eugene, all the way down to the state line, and a wind advisory over in the Klamath Falls area, and that reaches over into Idaho as well, into Caldwell and Boise, even all the way down to Twin Falls. We've got still have an air stagnation advisory going on there. In Central California, freeze warning in the Central Valley, that's Fresno, south of Modesto and just a little bit north of Bakersfield. And as we talked about that wind advisory coming up in Southern California here, been nice the last couple of days, but the wind's going to start back up, we understand. Lake wind advisory, this is south of Las Vegas and a little bit west of Kingman in Arizona. As we move on up, Captain, as we go over towards New Mexico, we do have a wind advisory around Albuquerque. This is along I-40, which is also historic Route 66, by the way, in that area. And also now in Denver, it looks like Denver right now, Captain, is clocking in. Let's see, where is Denver? Denver is clocking in, I think, about 33 degrees or so right now.
Uh-huh.
And so they're going to have some cold weather as we move through the week. It looks like it might be in about the 40s or so, from what we understand. And 48, looks like it could be about 36 on Thursday, 48 on Friday. But we also want to give a shout-out tonight to our listeners in Denver. We've got some great comments that have come in.
KNUS AM 710, the answer.
That's right. That's right. We've got some great comments about the program, and we just want to say thank you to everybody.
Yep.
And give you a great big hello tonight, and stay warm in Denver there. And then north of Denver in the I-25 corridor in Cheyenne and Laramie, high wind warning continues.
Now, there is a winter storm watch in the southern central part of Kansas and the north central part of Oklahoma along I-40 going towards Oklahoma City from about El Reno. When you get up on I-90, I-94, I-80, where the three run together coming across Indiana, that short stretch east of Chicago, you've got a winter storm warning there right off the south end of Lake Michigan. You've got winter weather's advisories along the eastern side of Michigan to include Detroit. You've got a big-time problem tonight if you're going Toledo east along I-90 all the way over into Dunedin and even towards Buffalo, New York, as that storm moves to the east. You have a winter storm warning with a lot of snow predicted, a lot of wind behind it, all along I-90 up along Lake Erie. So be advised of that. I-80, you've got a winter storm, winter weather advisory all the way into central Pennsylvania. That also continues on I-70, I-76, western part of Pennsylvania, I-64. Coming out of Kentucky, going into West Virginia, I-75 north-south coming up out of Tennessee, I-81, a winter storm warning in the mountains there, Bristol, you're going to get snow all the way up into the mountains of Virginia, and also the northern part of Georgia tonight, you could get snow in North Georgia, north of Atlanta, wind in South Carolina, and then a hard freeze warning. The coldest weather of the season so far, all the way from Laredo, Texas, straight across to Jacksonville, Florida. That weather encompasses all of Louisiana, all of Mississippi, the lower half of Alabama, the lower half of Georgia, the lower half of Arkansas, and most of Texas, the eastern one-third of Texas, is included in that hard freeze warning. So be advised of that. And even down here to where I'm at in Tampa Bay, we've got frost advisories. But to the north of me, about 50 miles or so, the temperature at the bottom is dropping out of the temperature up there. So here comes the music. Kyle and I will be back with hour number two. And I hope you stay warm wherever you're at. And yeah, I brought my winter coat with me. Oh, boy, it's another beautiful day in the paradise country down here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.